On my $8 glasses. You think I give a fuck? You think, hey! Oh no, that's Gino's Picks. Which outside? Hi! Welcome to In Hot Water, boys and girls. In this week's episode, the freaking Metro subway system sucks a big monkey dick. That's twice I brought up her palm. It sucks! I had to run here on foot like a goddamn Mexican, only I didn't have a TV set on my back. And I wasn't robbing to feed my pregnant wife. All right, let's just get the week started with slurs and shit. I can't stand the I'm not saying the R train is slow and lazy, but they should spell it with two G's. All right, that's kind of a bit much. At least I had a good weekend, right? At least I had a good weekend. How'd my picks do? 0-3, because the NFL could give less a fuck about me than the MTA. Do you have the clip of the Dolphins game? Let me explain. When you're sitting there on a big stack of money that you won on the Eagles game because your cat picks games better than you, and then you're like, all right, well, I'm just going to sit here. I lost the Jets game because Sam Darnold is about as dependable as the fucking MTA. So I'm done with that. I'm done. I'm walking away because fucking Andrew Luck has surgically repaired his arm with fucking 8 cunt stem cells. Did you know that? Because he can't throw more than 20. Fucking his ball travels faster than the fucking R train. But it's okay, right, guys? Because we got fucking Miami. We got the Bears against Miami laying 6.5. It was 3, goes up to 6.5. Because Brock Osweiler's starting. You may recognize Brock Osweiler from the guy bagging your groceries last fucking week. He can't throw a ball more than 5 yards. So when the Bears go up 28-21, it's over, right? Lock it up. It's over because all he's going to do is dink and dunk. Do we have a clip of the Miami game? All right, let's see. Let's see. And by the way, 3 minutes left. So we just stop him. Ah, look at this little. And it's the Bears defense. What a pussy pass. All right. So tackle him. Tackle. Fucking tackle him. Now it's like he's running with my money away from me. You got him? No, because you're a faggot.
He is in for the touchdown. 75 yards. Albert Wilson destroying the Bears in the open field on the last
I got him.
2 possessions.
Okay, cue up the Betty Hill music for the next one, but it doesn't matter, right? Because you know what we do? There's no way I'm going to go 0-3 on Sunday, so we double down on Monday night, and we put it all on Tom Brady and the Patriots, and they're up 15 points at halftime, right? 15 points. Somehow they let the Chiefs back in. They only got to win by 3.5, and guess what? Fucking Tom Brady does what Tom does, throws a touchdown, fucking game over, right? Game over. Pat Mahomes, do we have this? Just got to win by 3.5. And again, they're at their 25. There's nothing they can do. Nothing. Okay, so I win, right? Oh, wait. Oh, just grab him. No. Oh, just get him. Just hit him. I would do it again because there's no way they miss him again. No way they let him throw it 60 yards in the air. Got him. I got him. Just running with the last of my money. Tyreek Hill. You know why it's called Tyreek? Because the word abortion was already taken. Look, I don't care if you bet against me the rest of the fucking way, people. Because right now, anyone want to do math? I've got 9 wins. I went into the thing 8-15-2, 9-3, 9-18. That's 33%. Let me explain something to you people who gamble while I continue to sweat like that Puerto Rican with the TV set. You know what? You know what is hard? You know what's just about as hard as picking 2/3 of the games, right? Tell him, Garrett, what's just as hard?
Picking them as wrong.
Picking 2/3 of the game wrong.
Yeah.
Because Vegas builds it so you're on either side. And, like, flip a fucking coin, you fucking Jews. Go into your vault. Flip a fucking coin. Danny and his fucking wife, who is really settling. God, she's hot. Danny and his wife. Way to get back at your father, Angel. See, Danny, you're a good-looking son of a bitch. Sorry I had to sit you with the gay guy. Why are there 2 bottles of whiskey with you and none with me? Aaron Berg is on the R train. He'll be here any moment because he spent the morning parenting. I was home for the weekend. Let the kitten stay with the niece. Don't know how I got her back. Bring me the fucking whiskey! Look at this. Oh, Daniel, come here. Come here. Come here. Yeah. Here's what you're gonna do. You're gonna go get 2 cups. You're gonna go get 2 cups. Right. Am I this much?
Well, I got you the little one.
Oh, yes, you did. Yes, you did. Do you keep that near your penis when you and the wife are doing it? All right! Let me explain the clever joke. He's got a tiny dick. Daniel Goulden, one of our biggest fans in the world. His lovely wife. Chendon, to the fucking good guys. Hoo-ha. Here we go. Some guy asked me once if we were drinking actual... Here, take this one back with you. This is fine. All right. Some guy asked me once if that was actual alcohol we were drinking on set, and I called him a queer. By the way, if you're not following at home, Kate Willett is going into feminist groups because what is comedy? When I started doing comedy, I said, someday I will be talked about in a feminist group, and then I'll know I've made it in comedy. Do you have a screenshot of that they've been sending around? I didn't send it to you. Doesn't matter. Would you like me to read it to you? This is what's making the rounds. Three people have sent this to me. And again, like, you know, when you get into comedy, you do it because you want to make a difference. You want to, as Nietzsche once said, right? You fucked him, honey. As Nietzsche once said, you want the will to power. The goal of every human living being is to impress your soul, unless you're black. They don't have one. It's a technicality. Is to impress. Why are you shaking your head like that? That fucking Jew is late. Where's Cosby when you need him? And did you see Saturday Night Live? Did a Cosby skit this weekend? We're better than so many. We're not, as a show, not just minorities like you were saying off camera. All right, not important. Look. So this, it was sent to me by Aaron Berg's wife. I guess she took a break from her job. It's never fucking gets old, people. Never fucking gets old. Can't find it. Oh, here it is. Hold on.
Who are you picking tonight?
Let me tell you something. That might have been one of the top five jokes. Eat your fucking egg, cocksucker. The Patriots joke may have been one of the top five ever. Was that a great joke? Did you see the video, Dan? Where I said, unlike the Chiefs who fucking play well at the beginning of the year, the Patriots save it for the end. They always fuck up the first month because unlike terrorists, the Patriots only use the month of September for practice. Now, I'm going to tell you, seventh time I've told it in the past 2 days, and I'm still laughing. All right. I have the Packers tonight. I have the Packers because Brett Favre may or may not be gay. Kate Willett. And by the way, this weekend, you know what I did this Friday? Oh my God, you want to hear a great story? This Friday, shout out Tom Doria and your lovely wife. I don't know how our fucking dog male listeners get hot wives. Another redhead too. My buddy Tom, our buddy Tom comes to support because Kate Willett will tell you, I hate all women, obviously, right? Right? Only the ones that talk and have opinions. So I was asked by Chrissy Mayer, mispronounced Mar as I do, to host her show with her and... God forget, Wendy Starling. And look at my face, so you know I'm not. They were great. They were fucking great. And I even said on stage, I said, you know how hard it is for chicks like them that are actually hot and friggin' have positive self-esteem to be funny? It is, because most hot chicks with too much self-esteem will say, hey, I broke a nail and my boyfriend doesn't talk to me. You love me. No! Fucking Starling's up there talking about being a fucking sex worker and fucking a guy that looks like Santa Claus. She's like, one of her lines is the guy's 69, which is ironic because he can't. Great fucking show. At the end of the, and like in the front row, two of our fans are there supporting the women, supporting me. At one point, I mentioned I have a cat because I don't get laid anymore. I've given up on it. At one point, I mentioned I have a cat and the guy yells six. After the show, we're sitting at the bar having beverages because we're fucking men and proper young ladies. Hookers. And... he reaches into his pants, different story. He reaches into his wife's purse, not what you're thinking, and he pulls out cat toys for six. Hand to God. Now I'm crying like a bitch, like we have the best fans in the world. And then I'm blowing the guy. Didn't have to happen. I already had the cat toys. I'm like, why am I doing that? Dick smelled like catnip. All right, so that's what I do. And then... And then, that's the sound of breakfast. Some people think like the sound of breakfast is a toaster. Or your mom screaming, don't hit me again, I'll make the eggs. No! That's the sound of breakfast. It's over for me, dude. It's over. Oh, the look on that bitch's face when she comes crawling back. I can't wait. And all of our fans are funnier than us, and I hate them for that. There you go. All right. Kate Willett, because, you know, I hate men. This is what she puts in a closed Facebook group. I'll say it again. Like, my plan when I started doing comedy was obviously none. You could see that because I'm surrounded by reading glasses I broke on the walk-in. And was just to make people laugh and see where it got me. Where did it get me? Got me to you. Okay. Yes! Oh, my God. And that's the end of...
Fuck the MTA. Fuck Bill de Blasio. You think because you fuck a black woman, you're allowed to make me late for work? You fucking digger lover. I said digger. Fuck these fucking hillbillies. Fuck you, de Blasio. I fucking ride the N train. I gotta transfer the fucking one train. This fucking WAP is here late.
I had to run.
You. Fuck your mother. This message brought to you by Voters for Larry Sharp. Larry Sharp, your libertarian candidate for governor. Are you sick of bad subways? Go with Larry Sharp. Fucking Dune Coons.
Dude, I had to run from 49th.
I had to fucking change to the one.
You said pretty much what I said when you got it. It's funny we had different takes.
What was your take?
Well, not as funny as that, but it was just as angry.
Golden's here.
His hot wife, this fucking
dude,
terrorist.
What's his name?
Dan.
Comes in all the time.
Mark.
Mark. I love Steve. Whenever Steve comes by.
Dude, ask me.
Philip is a great dude.
Ask me how we filled 13 minutes.
How'd you fill 13 minutes?
We just covered
minutes?
All my losing bets from the weekend.
Wow,
we could have done another 20.
That fucking John beats me here?
John beat us both here. You know what? He loved when I ran in. He's like, hey, we you training late? Go suck a dick, Sereno.
Jesus Christ. I didn't even get my second cup of coffee. I'm fighting off a sore throat. Yeah, let's.
No.
It all just unravels. Anyways, big, what?
It wasn't happy either.
But the show wasn't on. What time did you start?
9:01.
9:01.
Yeah, we were, like, right?
I think it was after 9:01.
What time was it?
9:07, maybe?
No, 9:01.
9:01.
Oh,
hey, we're professionals, dude.
Well, I had a great weekend. It was really peaceful. And
why was it peaceful?
I went to Vancouver and did Comedy Shocker there.
Now, did you fly up with ISIS faggot, or did he meet you there?
He was behind me, but he was in first.
Right.
And we got there, and Roy Wood Jr. was in town, so I got to hang out with him.
Mm-hmm.
And very peaceful weekend. It was beautiful. You can buy marijuana in stores there, guys. You would love it, you two. I didn't take my pen, so I went and I was like, hey, where can I buy a joint? And they're like, go to this dispensary. And you go in and they go, we need your ID. You give them your ID. They'll look at it barely and slide it back to you. And then you fill out your name and address on like with a marker that you would erase, a dry erase thing.
Right.
You fill it out, then they erase it and they go, okay, what do you want? And then I bought a joint for $6. And it lasted me all week. I got high like twice, I think.
It sounds like you were very relaxed. It's like you weren't with your wife.
Those were great.
Right.
And some girl was trying to throw fuck at me. I came back last night and did my wife.
Did you make her wear the boots and
I
the
said,
wig?
I said, put on this brown wig and these black boots, and your name is Lisa, and you sat in the front row of my show last night.
See, now again, that seems very specific. It seems like...
I got to get out of here.
You just... And Danny goes, please get pushy poo. We're going to need pushy poo for this. Oh, see, if you're ever not sure, and I think I'm very funny, if you're ever not sure how much funnier Aaron Berg is, watch how he came in with the same, like, you know, he had the same energy and he took 3 minutes. He didn't have to talk about his terrible football picks. The Packers! It's called playing the percentages, Smithers! And by the way, did I bet my Chargers? No, because...
Geno Standards and Practices.
You're here, great.
Sorry, I was late.
Were you on the train?
I took the train in from Westchester.
Right.
Stephanie had to drop our daughter off at swimming lessons. And
you know, Stephanie Grigiani should be here. She would love to meet the Gouldens. I know she's a swinging kind of gal.
Oh, do the Golden swing?
Yeah, or maybe they sling. I saw them on a laptop.
Let me see if I can get in touch with Stephanie, and maybe we'll get her to...
I love how Dan's like, he's one of those straight-laced, boring, raised-right people. At any rate, so wait, you dropped your daughter off at swim practice?
Yeah, she's swimming.
Seems like you're distracted. It seems like you're trying to find something online rather than tell me about your weekend.
Not at all. She front crawl, treading, dog paddle, all the swimming stuff.
Those are boring. Does she do the breaststroke?
Breaststroke a little bit, but her tits haven't fully come in yet, so disgusting. It's more clavicle
vulgar.
Stroke.
Well, how do, have you? Are you? Why are you paying attention to that? It sounds like something
well,
your
I'm
wife.
A father, you have to be attuned to when your daughter grows breasts, so that you know if they're going out to parties, if they're lying about rapes or not.
Is she a girl? Then she's lying about rape. There you
no,
go.
No, no. Oh. Not all girls lie about rape. Only 78%, according to statistics.
What statistics? It sounds like you're just making that up as you go.
That's a real statistic. 78% of women lie about rape.
Can you give me the source for that?
Yes.
What? And it is what?
Our next segment coming up is a wonderful segment that many people here love, and it is called...
Well, let's get right to it. Wonder why I
rape.
See,
this guy looks Somalian or something like that. Rape of the day.
Okay, here we go. This is a fantastic story. Did you see this? This shows how people just, they don't care about anything other than, oh my God.
Gino, I've been writing down some ditties hoping to help contribute to the show because I know you guys are looking for writers.
No, Mike Ward had said we're completely booked on writers, according to him.
Well, I did.
I bet I could kill one of these
some stuff down while I was up at Lake Wallenpaupack this weekend.
You were where?
Lake Wallenpaupack.
What were you doing at Lake Wallenpaupack?
Getting the boat out of the water, storing it for the winter, putting the winter transversion on.
You have a pontoon boat?
No, it's a little fishing boat with a 9.9 on the back, but I like to do a transversion anyways.
I'm told Stephanie Grigiani was ranked a 9.9 on Yelp by a Steel Jamaican band.
Why would that be?
No reason. Just what I heard.
Well, I wrote this down.
Thanks for getting
a,
that, Dan.
A
means
joke
a lot.
About this
means
story
lot,
that you have.
What's that?
Would you prefer a rapist or a racist? Question.
My favorite on the email, whenever I get the stories from him, he puts a little caption. The caption for they put eyes on the statue. It just said John and Garrett went sightseeing this weekend. It's very clever to me.
We haven't gotten to that story yet, but that's a good way to ruin that.
It's called a tease. I'm teasing it.
Well, that was the whole punchline that I wrote down for that.
No, you don't. You never say the lines on the show. That's why I said it.
Yeah.
And by the way, you wrote it down. I thought Aaron Berg was the one sending them, not you.
No, I send them to Aaron.
Good backpedaling.
Thank you. Well, this one I wrote, the joke would be racist or rapist?
I didn't
question,
even...
question, question, question. And then in brackets it says, riff on this. There's more to it, I'm sure, if you keep on experimenting with it.
All right, I get it. I get it, standards and
bracket. End bracket.
End bracket, thank you. Man whose deportation was stopped by fellow plane passengers is a... gang rapist. So basically, this guy looks like a trusting dude. Oh, that's a pretty mouth. All right.
Well, why would he rape gangs?
No. He was part of a gang that raped. It's easier to rape in a gang. It's easier to
Wouldn't
rape
you
in
call
a gang.
That a gang raper?
Well, your wife calls it a Thursday. But this is called a gang rape. 9.9 on Yelp. An airline passenger whose deportation was dramatically halted by fellow travelers, by a fellow traveler's mutiny, has been revealed as a gang rapist. Now, the guy's Somalian, and yet he didn't show up on a boat claiming to be captured.
Why can I not see his gums?
He's not smiling. They are a very gummy people.
You can usually see their gums even if they're not smiling. They tend to leak out of the lips.
Yeah, don't even go for the picture, Garrett. I'm not.
Are Somalians the worst?
No.
Who would be the worst?
The fucking MTA is the worst.
I actually went to Somalia this weekend.
You didn't. You went
on the way to Vancouver. I made a stop.
I thought you went to Lake Wittipaupok. Aaron Berg went to Vancouver.
Yes, but I went as well to make sure his rider was complete.
So basically, you flew. You went from Long Island, right?
No, Westchester.
Westchester, thank you. That's and to Lake Wittipaupok.
Wallenpaupack. Then transferred to the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Airport.
Right, and then you
flew to Teterboro, then flew to JFK, then got on a flight going to...
Why didn't you just take an Uber to fucking JFK?
Probably I don't take Ubers. I don't support them.
Okay, why don't you take a Lyft?
No.
Via?
No.
You know, you could get raped on a Lyft. No, you do a racist.
Well, random. Anyways, we stopped in Somalia, which is a...
it's not on the way. There's not a layover. Unless
you're
circumnavigating the globe to get to Vancouver.
My flight
you'd
went
still be
JFK
flying.
To Somalia. Now, some people call it Minneapolis-St. Paul, but...
Oh, I walked right into the door. Everyone drank on that. Everyone drank on that. What he did was theater of the mind.
I felt like I was in a Tom Hanks movie. I got off the plane. If I had bad breath, I wouldn't have had to worry. There was so much gum around. You know what I'm saying?
You played that perfectly. I just want to. I'm Monday. 22 minutes
into the
week.
It looked like somebody had exploded a Chiclets factory. There was just random teeth placed in the mouths of the. I saw more burka than a burka shop.
Did you see the Snoopy statue while you were there? It's really pretty, really nice.
No, I didn't leave the airport for fear of losing my life.
No, the Snoopy statue is in the airport.
No, I didn't see that.
You were too busy looking at the gummy bears?
There was a lot of gummy people there, I'll tell you that.
It was called Minneapolis. So then you leave there and you go to... Oh, I forgot we had Moses. Thank God. We barely beat him.
All right, we do have this Somalian man ready to talk to you, this rapist.
Thank you. John Moses in studio today. Another guy that didn't drink. Really? That's what you did? You told a stupid story.
Why you come watch me at the Comedy Cellar?
Okay. Will Sylvans was obviously... you had 20 minutes of him spinning a yarn, Garrett, and you just mailed it in. You mailed it in.
Look at how nice my teeth are because of the healthcare that I have in my country of Somalia, Minneapolis.
When they flash, does that mean you're talking?
Yes.
Okay.
We have cut the budget severely so that we can move to a two-hour format.
Cutting some corners. All right. Well, anyway.
Because you have proven that you can be here on time.
Yeah, an hour earlier, in for a penny, in for a pound. All right, now watch this. So what is your name again, sir?
Gummy bears dancing here and there and in my mouth.
By the way, we are the gummy bears.
You know my favorite thing about gang rape?
What is that?
Is when I go in the pussy, I yell, I am the captain now.
There you go. Hey, quick question. What is your name? I didn't get your name.
Yes.
Just tell me your first.
Yaqub Ahmed.
Yaqub Ahmed. It's almost, yeah, why are you
Yaqub
looking?
Yaqub Ahmed.
Very good. And you are how old?
Of the age to rape.
29.
I look much younger. Do you know why? Malnutrition and scurvy and sister fucking.
Fucking your sister while being vitamin C deficient keeps you young looking?
Of course, because you are always on the run.
It says here you're now in a refugee detention.
Rah, refugee, Russia's greatest love machine.
I don't know what that is. Now in a refugee detention centre, because once again, we're getting, what, can we stop using the Daily Mail? The centre, you were being kicked out of Britain due to your past. You were being escorted on a heat.
Quick question.
Sir.
Do you know a dentist?
I had a dentist cut an unborn twin out of my lip a couple months ago. I can give you his number.
Psst, quick question.
Yes.
Could you refer me to
him? I would definitely do that. Oh, that got unsettling
quick
right
question.
There. Quick question. Yes.
Would the dentist cost money?
Yes, he would cost money, as a matter of fact.
Psst, quick question.
You know, you can just ask the questions in rapid succession. You don't need to preface each one.
Who's
with
the captain now?
You're the captain now. You don't have to ask quick.
Psst, quick question.
There you go. Yeah.
Could I borrow the money to get the dental work done?
Well, let's just get you an appointment first, because it looks like you're going to have to go in for an overview. You got a lot to do there. Yes.
When they fix my teeth, do you think they would have a pair of eyeglasses?
Maybe you could just email him the GIF of your mouth, and he can work on it, and he can mail it back to you.
Quick question.
Surely.
Would the dentist be located in the New York area or more like Somalia, Minneapolis?
Somalia, Minneapolis. Like, we could Google dentist, comma, Somalia hyphen Minneapolis.
Because this hurts my teeth, you know, because there's not a lot of teeth and the gums are so exposed that they are often dry because their exposure to the air.
How are your lips so tiny?
Psst, quick question.
Surely.
One time I used this thing that was plastic and it had on it, there was like mesh bristles. And on there I put a paste.
It's called toothbrush and toothpaste. All right, let's see what we got here.
One time I did that. I did not enjoy it.
I see. You're not telling a story about of the many times, one time an occurrence and getting specific into that one of many. You're just saying just one time.
Yes, one time.
Okay, that's
quick
great.
Quick question.
What?
What does it mean when a girl that I force myself upon goes, your mouth smells like a horse stable?
It means you're raping her with bad breath.
Quick question.
Surely.
He's that frowned upon?
Not in Minneapolis, Somalia. Or is it Somalia, Minneapolis?
Did you want to discuss my rape of when I did it?
Well, you seem to be. Well, quick question. Are you ready to discuss it?
Certainly.
Okay. You were being boarded on a Heathrow flight to where were you heading?
Back to Somalia.
Turkey.
Yes, Turkey, Somalia.
But the angry passenger's intervention forced the officials to abandon your transfer. One was heard to remark on their mobile phone, they're separating him from...
Gino, quick question.
Sure. You don't have to...
If there was someone that was an expert of tasting turkey, do you know what you would call them? Turkey sommelier.
Oh, my God. I'm the lovely Ms. Golden. Okay, got it. One was heard to remark on their phone that they were separating you from your family. Another was shouting, you're free, man. The officials gave in, and they're like, fuck it. You want to keep this fucking rapist here? Have at it, you dopes. And they escorted him off the Turkish Airlines jet as he thanked passengers who felt they were doing a good thing.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You have freed me to rape again. Thank you.
I don't think you left.
I will go rape again. And then many people said, excuse me, what was that last part you said after thank you? And I said, thank you. Thank you. I will go rape again.
What was that last part, though?
I will go rape again.
Yeah, that's... What do you mean, again?
Oh, I've raped many times.
Why were you on this flight, then?
Because I was being deported for my crimes.
But what did we do?
You helped save me and send me back the compassion in your heart for rape people.
Yeah, no. It seems like we shit all over rape people because we're stupid fucking white cuck dopes that fucking feel we have to give in to every...
Gino, quick question.
Surely. Shocker.
It is like I am like...
What if you were to ask all the questions at once and make it one long question?
I could do that, but sometimes the questions come into my mind one at a time as I am not overly educated because I am from Somalia and all I know is dirt from assholes.
I'm really cottoning to the flashing mouth like it actually makes sense to me.
Gino, quick question.
Yes, you said that.
I forgot what it was.
You ever take the subway when you're in lovely New York? You ever do that?
What a shithole. Your de Blasio is a goddamn digger lover.
What did you say?
He is a digger lover. He gives himself trouble and he loves it.
You know what I said? I said they should spell the R. I'm not saying the R train is slow and lazy, but they should spell it with two G's. That's what I said.
I understand that because you would call it the gigger train.
Close enough.
Quick question.
Yeah.
Do you remember what the question was that I was going
to ask? No, I have no idea. You're asking the... Once again, if you would stop asking them and prefacing each one with quick question, you might forget the question you're asking so fucking quickly. Says here, the officials gave in, escorted you off the flight. Now it's been discovered that you were sentenced to 9 years jail for your part in a gang rape of a teenage girl along with three other youths in North London. Neighbors, N-E-I-G-H-B-O-U-R-S, because we can't fucking get a website here in America, heard her cries and alerted police. All four men denied rape despite the existence of DNA evidence. That's three times I brought up her prom.
They found four pieces of my gums.
That's disgusting. Gust.
Sometimes in the fall, my gums shed like a tree in order to prepare for the winter.
They said they found a cartoon set of lips on the girl's labia, and they traced it back to you.
That wasn't mine.
They were found guilty.
You know, quick question.
Surely.
What is DNA?
deoxyribonucleic acid. Huh?
Quick question.
Yes.
Could you just... simplify that word into three letters.
DNA. And what that is that's something that is a signature to your, you know, genetic makeup, and they can trace it to you within what is
Hang
it? One billion.
I'm trying to rape a girl. Give me a minute.
Allie.
Hi, Allie. Quick question. Do you think that I could put my gums on that cleavage?
Is that a Sixers shirt? I think it is. All right. I think, Allie, did we email her
that
today?
That seems like a couple made in heaven.
There you go with
Gino,
the mud
quick question.
Yeah, you
Do
don't
you think
say.
That maybe this bit's getting old and you should move on?
So what's next for you? What's your name again?
Yukwa.
Good job. What's next for you? You call up, then we'll send you on your way?
I plan to maybe go watch a Jets game.
They don't give a fuck about my money.
And in addition, I will probably rape again.
Okay, there you go. Well, let's go. You're free to do it. These people set you free.
Thank you.
See if you can find any Indian gods back there. Oh, there you go. Yuqob Ahmed. That's people like that. That's the point it's gotten to in the fucking world we live in. Do you have kids, you two?
Him and I.
That's twice you've been funnier than me. You're fucking on thin ice, Dave. No kids?
Yeah, we have a couple.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I never know. Like, it doesn't come out. How old?
Gino Standards and Practices. How old?
Yeah.
Could you stop trying to fuck Daniel Golden and his wife?
I'm trying to fuck the terrorist they brought with.
Excuse me?
Nothing.
New segment.
Hey,
coming
quick
in
question.
Hot.
Is
brand
this a new
for this week. What? What? It is the black guy. It is the black guy. It is the black guy. Black guy of the digga 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 digga. They used to be more important than lesbians. Now they ain't. Black guy of the day.
Is it the pole? You got to see this.
Brutally assaulting an employee who asked them to leave. This is absurd. The employee says they were causing trouble.
Oh, you didn't have a bowling ball?
And a bowling ball.
Look.
This is serious stuff. The worker was knocked out, but will recover. Police in Roseville,
Michigan.
Oh, my
God.
Are searching for the suspects. We hope they find him after seeing that video.
You know how hard it is to keep your balance in those shoes on carpeting? Difficult. Michigan police are searching for suspects after this bowling alley employee was attacked. Police are searching for the two suspects seen viciously attacking employee with hard, violent punches and a bowling ball. Now, do you understand? That's not funny in itself. They attacked him with hard, violent punches and a bowling ball. Was one of them a coyote with an Acme anvil? How do you explain that? Oh, my God. Was one of them a gray cat with a hat pin chasing a mouse? Three people. The Detroit News report. Detroit? How could this have happened in Detroit? That doesn't seem right. The Detroit News reported that the Lions had a bye. They didn't fuck me this week. Reported that the fight unfolded around 11:45 p.m. Wednesday after the employee, 28-year-old Roswell man, asked a group of unruly guests to leave. That didn't work out. First suspect reached over the bowling counter, punched him in the face. Now, that's normal. Let me tell you, if you're ever going to, like get into a fight or get a simple arrest, punch a guy in the face, right? Police said the second suspect, who stepped behind the counter, started punching and kicking the employee in the face and body. That's kind of girly, kind of faggy with the kicking. Don't get me wrong, you're allowed to do it. You're a chick, and it'd be a cat fight. It would give me a semi-erection, but not a dude in bowling shoes. The first suspect then walked behind the counter, picked up a bar stool. Okay, now this is called escalating. Because you know what bar stools are for? Fucking bars. Like, let's say that I go to a bar and I have to stand up and drink. I will. I'm an alcoholic. But if I know that there was a bar stool there and some guy beat up fucking some schmuck at a bowling alley, I'd be a little angry. First suspect walked up, picked the bar stool, struck the employee on the head, and then he picked up a bowling ball. Right there. Right there. That's how you throw your arm out. That's a dumb thing to do with a bowling ball. You don't give me the finger wave like I'm not alone out here.
Keep stretching, Gino. 1 second.
You're doing great work, Gino. Just very, very proud of you. And
I hate you both.
We may be talking with the MTA later. What happened with the story with the bowling
ball?
Well,
funny you should ask. You just encourage it. You always... Well, it turns out you're not going to believe this. After he smashed the bowling ball in the back of his head, it says the... Okay, fuck it. He fell to the ground unconscious because he got hit in the head with a bowling ball. Hey, whoever Skyped. All right, it seems that we have. Is this the bowling ball? I don't know what that is. You know what I really like? It was worth the extra minute for you to. No, I like the mouth and the mouth hole better. Do the mouth and. Why are you whisper? How do you bowl with that afro? I don't even, all right, I'm just going to drink. You wonder why I drink. He used to come out in a wig. Now he's in there with the pictures.
What's up, man? How you doing,
hey!
Gino?
How are you?
Yo, we fucked that nigga up.
You're the bowling ball that they... See if you can keep up with this clever stuff, Moses. You're the bowling ball.
I'm half Crip, half blood, all nigga bowling ball.
I'm bringing Moses in after this fucking bowling
ball. Yo, we fucked that
ball.
Nigga up.
Yeah.
You seen that person?
Yeah. Why?
Yo, I made my friend look like he threw me, but I jumped on that fucker's head.
Yeah, now, you didn't. What was the logic behind hitting a guy in the head with a bowling ball?
We had to rent the shoes.
Why didn't you just rent the shoes like Peaceful? Why do you keep whistling? What's the whistling? Does anyone get the whistling? Like, are you remaking the Hunger Games with bowling balls?
I think his mouth is permanently in a whistle shape. Oh. So yeah, you just when he. Breeze,
you think? Wait, do you think that, or is this some clever thing you thought would be obvious when you and the idiot thought it up 3 minutes ago?
This guy's Skyping in from I don't even know where.
Yo, man, you seen when I fucked up that long haired nigga?
You already said that.
Yeah, but I still brag about fucking that nigga up.
Why?
Because my friends was punching and shit, and I ain't got no arms and no legs, yeah. So what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna bowling ball his head. Chaya!
So you made yourself
kick in the doorway in the fourth floor. All I heard was bowling ball, don't hit me no more.
Now, what
that's
would
Biggie.
Yeah, I see that. I see that. So now, did you know this prior to you smashing yourself on the guy's head? I get it. All you can do is you ever do bird calls? You ever think? And here's the thing, it's kind of funny. They're so proud of this whistling bit. They're in their
strike!
Losing their minds right now. Every time they whistle,
patting
themselves on the back.
Gino, one time I got a spare.
And?
Yeah, then I raped her sister, too, because she had a spare.
I got it. You have a spare, but there you go. Okay, good.
What
anyway.
Questions you got?
It says here that the suspect.
Oh, Gino.
Sir.
A 7'10".
I can't.
A 7'10" split his head open.
Oh, was
that nigga fucked with the wrong nigga bowling ball.
You 7'10" split his head open?
Yeah.
How many stitches did he need?
Yo,
7 to 10?
You know what I did after?
No.
I gutter balled his sister.
That's not as good as a 7'10" split. Should we try another one?
You know what I did after that?
You pinned her to the floor?
Yeah!
How do you feel about the white pins oppressing you? Do you like every time you get to knock over a white pin?
Made me feel happy.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I get it. You whistle a lot. I get that. The police said the first suspect is black in his early 20s. Now, do you know this gentleman?
Yeah, I mean, no.
What's that? With a close-shaped beard and tattoo on his arms, and he's wearing, you're not going to believe this, a black baseball cap.
Yeah, that's Lamont Smith you just described.
Okay. Police said the second suspect is, let me see if I get this right, black. And in his early 20s, approximately 170 pounds, with braided hair. You're not going to believe this.
That's
he was
Donnell
wearing
Jefferson.
Sweatpants.
He was at 210 Montemont Way.
Okay, this should be easy to find. A black guy in a black hat and another black dude in sweatpants. They should corral them up in no time. By the way, in Detroit.
Oh, Gino.
That should take about 3 minutes.
I didn't mean to get into a fight. You know that, right?
Someone do a screenshot of this right now so it looks like I'm reading legitimate news next to a bowling ball whistling in an afro.
Gino.
What?
I like bowling. It's right up my alley.
Oh, if you had feet, you would have gotten up and walked out on that joke.
You know that why I was there? Because I had a job at the bowling alley.
Well, yeah, you're a bowling ball. That is your job.
Yeah, not for long, though. I was only 10-pin.
Okay, so what you did was you Googled bowling jokes. I get it now. I get it.
Why should bowling alleys be quiet? You could hear a pin drop.
Stop it. Okay, I get it. You're with the car. I get it.
Quick question.
Oh, it's a popular thing today.
I left my bowling balls at home. You got any to spare?
No.
You know what they say, Gino. Old bowlers don't die.
What
do they
do?
They just end up in the gutter.
Okay. I hurt my back bowling the other day. I fell off the ball washer. It's a golf joke. You should have a tumbleweed.
I was going to tell you a really bad bowling pun, but I thought I'd spare you.
You did two spare jokes, you know.
Bowlers always have time to spare?
I get it with the spare.
When I go bowling, the ball always ends up in the gutter. That's just how I roll.
Oh, there you go. Can we bring in Moses now?
Quick question.
What kind of cats like to go bowling?
What kind of cats like to go bowling?
Yeah, you got a cat. What kind of cats like to go bowling?
Alley cats. Hey! I know, because I closed with that at Stand Up New...
Let me ask you that one more time. What kind of cats like to go bowling?
Alley cats. What? Okay, we good?
Strike!
I wish
you
this train...
You that nigga's head up.
I wish that train was later right now. All right, we good?
Yeah, we good.
Should we bring in the guest?
Yeah, you could bring in a guest.
And when I bring him in, tell Schultz to come get his fucking whiskey.
If I wasn't a bowling ball, I'd be de Blasio's wife.
All right, let's bring in the guest. Our guest is one of our regulars here in In Hot Water.
He got a brand new podcast out, too, about fight stories. What's you got to talk to him about it.
Okay, what's it called? Bowling ball guy? All right, he's gone. Please welcome comedian John Moses, everyone. Hey, buddy.
How are you, bud?
Oh, I just couldn't spare another minute without your fucking pleasure. We got a live studio audience for you, my friend.
This is great.
Fans
thanks,
came
guys.
From, is it Minnesota?
Minnesota.
Well, there's an airport there. You ever use the, that's as well. Yeah. Somalia, Minnesota airport, you ever been?
Yeah, I've been to Minnesota. Great people. I didn't realize there was such a strong racist contingent, but obviously.
Oh, fantastic. You're looking great, dude.
Thanks, man. Yeah, I wake up early these days.
Oh, that's right, because you got the little girl. How old?
Three.
I have a little girl.
Yeah.
5 weeks, kitten.
Yeah. I was going to say, in an alley beside a bowling ball.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, and see, the alley thing. That's great. Now, you are here, I'm told. Well, yeah. You're here because, you got nothing better to do than hang out with us at this
Well, usually. That's usually the...
But you have a new podcast.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like a legit podcast. Like,
I mean, I don't know about that.
Very popular. People seem to love it. They're talking about it. And it's called...
Fight Stories. By the way, it just came out today, so...
Now, Fight Stories...
That diminishes everything you just said.
Oh, yeah, really? It debuts today?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fucking awesome. Okay, yeah, I honestly just knew you were plugging a... I knew you were plugging a podcast.
No, it's a standard comedy intro. It's like, this guy's great. He's been on Comedy Central, plays clubs and colleges.
So you... it's called Fight Stories. Now, upper middle trash on iTunes. There you go.
Yeah, that's
the name of your... I'm guessing. Now let's play a game. It's called Fight Stories. Now no one knows. You guys haven't been briefed before the show, right? Yep. Grab a microphone. Let's all guess. Let's all guess, and we'll see who the closest is. What it's about. You go first, there, Marky Mark. What do you think the podcast Fight Stories is about?
Gang rape fights.
What is it?
Gang rape fights.
See, that's a typical In Hot Water fan. Gang rape fights. Okay, gang rape fights. All right.
Good guess.
Daniel.
Is it just like a boxing podcast? Or...
Don't answer yet. Your wife has
to
guess.
That's what I'm guessing.
Close.
Okay, and the lovely Ms. Goulden.
Oh, I want to change my answer. Is it like fights?
No, you only get one.
No,
fucking...
I want to go back. I want to change it.
He can use mine.
No.
Is it like...
No, I want to hear from the relationship
fights. You get three guesses, and then we reveal.
Is it relationship
fights? Yeah, like fights with your wife.
You were closer with boxing.
What is your wife's guess?
Yeah.
No, I took hers. That was...
Oh, okay. What are fight stories? Hey, Aaron, right. How you doing, buddy? Welcome
Daniel
back.
Daniel Golden's here.
Daniel Golden is lovely. I never got... What is your name, Ms. Golden? Crystal.
Daniel
oh,
Crystal.
That's a stripper
lovely
name.
Lovely family.
How long are you guys
Marky
in town?
Until Thursday.
Nice. Doing some rapes?
Oh, yeah.
You don't
ask him that.
Why?
Why would
He's
they
a big rape of the day fan. Crystal loves rape of the day.
He sent one of the best whistle videos in.
Yeah. Do you guys ever role play rape stuff?
Role play?
Yeah. He does real rape.
That's fucking
great. You
can
tell by the tat on his forearm, she could, like, identify.
Oh, yeah. She looks like
Which
the guy.
Which is why she has to die.
Oh, by the way, I did butt stuff with the wife again last night.
Really? You are in a butt...
Finger. Last time was thumb, and last night was finger, and she didn't know the difference.
Index finger?
I got stubby fingers, so they all feel the same.
Index finger?
Index. And she was like, she goes, make sure you keep the nail on that thumb clipped. I go, that wasn't the thumb.
It was my dick.
Yeah.
What?
I have no idea how my cock is going to fit in there. Cock's getting beefier. When I eat bread, my cock gets bigger.
Really?
Yeah.
Why do you think that?
I don't know. It's bloated?
No, because there's no, like...
Retaining water?
Can your dick retain carbs?
What?
Hold on. Can your dick retain... Not important.
What did I miss?
Not the train. That fucking thing was just slow.
Late?
No, I was on trial.
What train did you?
No, I trained in from Jersey.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, that's I'm fucking moving. Yeah. I'm done. Fuck this place.
3 days. I'm not kidding.
What a fucking shithole.
3 days in a row. You get on the train. They're like, it's delayed. And look, I get it. There's, I can't. How many?
It was a delightful ride from Jersey, by the way.
Yeah.
Everybody's got a seat. Everybody's fucking civil.
Yeah. Oh, on the MT, on the Metro.
NJ Transit.
In New Jersey Transit.
They were civil, really? Even when you get close to the city?
Yeah.
Oh.
I thought you were going to say close to a black guy on the train.
why?
I mean, why would you sit there?
Hang out with black guys all weekend. They're awesome. It was a Rel Battle and Roy Wood Jr.
Love Rel Battle. Never met Roy Wood Jr.
It's hilarious. One of the best comics going.
Here's the thing. It's the law of averages. How many subway trains?
There's a fucking mosquito in this studio. Like, what exotic wasteland is this shithole of a city that there's a fucking mosquito in here?
By the way,
kill it.
By the way,
October. That better not have fucking Gino's blood in it, guys.
Can't get AIDS twice.
I'm an alcoholic. I'm an alcoholic.
AIDS mosquito.
At any rate, and then we'll find out what kind of fight pod.
Talk about the podcast.
Wait, at what point last week did I, because it was a joke, my cat's fine. Did I say my cat had fleas last week?
Yeah.
I got an email. My fans are the best. An email sent like a fan.
Oh, fucking! I thought
a fan sent an email to us, like, and it was forwarded to me. They sent it to like how to treat like a kitten that young with fleas. Like our fans are fucking amazing.
I thought that was a fucking coleslaw on your lip, but it's just a flea bite.
It's a flea bite. My lip is fine right now. You can't even see that because I'm assuming
the razor bump.
Get another unborn. So what are the fight stories, John? Thank
okay,
you for
so
letting us
yes,
with Tyler
yes.
Morrison. Tyler's one of the best roasters in Canada. I saw him. I was up in Montreal at that fucking
Montreal with the capital U
faggot fest. At what's the festival there? It was the year of the
JFL, just for lesbians.
Year of the woman, just for lesbians.
I think it's called Just Fucking Laugh. No one's funny anymore. Just fucking laugh because it makes it look like a comedy fest.
Audience applause sign. Blah, yeah. blah, 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 blah.
Just for lesbians. It's so fun. It's so true. Fucking dykes are trying to take this world over, I will not have it. None of them are listening.
Well, that's it. Everybody wants to be a feminist now that we've vanquished all the bears and built
not.
The shelters.
The fucking lesbians are attacking the funny women now. It's fucking crazy. I got a good mind to punch me a lesbian.
I'm not, and I'll say it one more time. If you were at that show, and there's some, like, Chrissy and Wendy just want to make people laugh. They don't sit there, like, if a joke sucks, they fucking go to them. It's like they're comedians who happen to be chicks that are good looking. Like, now you get chicks that are like, I'm hot. I'm just going to sit there and spew political rhetoric and get the fuck out of the way.
Yeah.
Get out of the way.
Punch them.
No, you can't punch them.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Should I rape one of them?
Comedians, no, if you rape them,
they're
they
comedians
win.
That just happen to be
okay,
good
so
looking.
Okay, so here's what you're saying. This girl comes on the show. She gets angry.
Right.
She says that she gets rape threats.
Right.
So none of which is true.
No.
But let me ask you this. If she already says, I've gotten rape threats, would now be a good time to rape
this
her?
This would be the worst time to rape her.
But no one will believe her because she said she had rape threats.
No,
and then you go, these are fake rape threats.
It's like, I told you so. It's like she's predicting you'll rape her and you rape her. This is the worst time to rape her. You got to lay low for a while.
All right.
Kate Willie, big fan of her?
No, I don't know.
I want to show that. This is what Kate. Wait,
can you talk about John's podcast?
Fight story, thank you.
No, forget
you
it.
You just got here.
All right, let me get this in. Give me 2 minutes to talk about fight stories.
Get the camera off him. All right, we'll get to that. Fucking twat.
All right, fight stories.
Oh, that's great. Blow it up. Thank you. Go
fight
on.
Stories in a nutshell. Okay, so neither of you guys were right. Close with the boxing.
Really?
Yeah, so I've been in about 25 street fights.
Have you really?
Won about 12 of them.
Where are you born?
Over 13.
Where are you born and raised?
Toronto, Ontario.
Oh, that's right. I've only been told that every time you're on the show.
Yeah, well, you're always liquored up. And
that's right. I forgot.
And anytime I go home and I talk with my buddies, we always just end up talking about old fight stories, right? So I was telling Tyler some of these stories, and he was like, dude, I can listen
Tyler Durden?
Yes. yeah, the other person in my head.
Thank you for getting
that's why I don't drink anymore. I had to retire Tyler.
I don't get into fights. I don't do anything stupid when I'm drunk. That's my problem. Remember I said that.
Yeah, right.
Write that down. Why is he in jail?
So anytime we're with friends, we just rehash these old fight stories, and we're like, dude, this would be a great podcast.
Yeah.
So that's what we're doing. We're just sort of searching.
You know, me and Berg have never sat here and said, this would be a great podcast. Is that weird?
Yeah.
Never been a time we're like, you know, this In Hot Water would be a great, one's ever said that.
Yeah, the other name for In Hot Water would have been Rape Stories, so.
It would be a great podcast, what? Anything the guests were saying, not this, though. Go on.
So Fight Stories is me and Tyler going on a hero's journey across Canada and the United States to find the best fight stories. Tyler lives in Northern Ontario. There's a fucking NHL tough guy in every town, and all of these
guys are Domi type. Just trying to impress you with my knowledge of old fucking.
One of the guys that we got on the show has fought Domi 3 times.
Shut up.
And a fucking beautiful storyteller. We got some pros. We got an MMA guy. We've got this comedian. I don't know if you guys have heard of him. Artie Lang. He's telling us about how he fights his heroin addiction. That's going to be mid-season.
What's your record? Oh, and every day.
So Artie was on. He was hilarious.
I love him.
But we're searching for, like, just funny fucking fight stories all over the place. We got a drag queen coming on. We're talking to some lady wrestlers. But then just everybody, like, everyone has a fight story. Like, we're talking to fucking accountants, teachers, just everybody who, when they were 20
How do you find your guests?
Just through talking to people.
Yeah, just word of mouth.
Somebody knows somebody.
And then, without a doubt. Dude,
we were doing a show in Kingston, Ontario.
It doesn't sound like you have any dearth of, you know, any...
Oh, my. It's just like they find out about the podcast and they're like, oh, no, you got to talk to my friend. And then we talk to the friend and they're like, oh, you got to talk to my friend.
That's fucking great. So
and
go on.
Like that. So we were in Kingston and this guy, Ryan Denis, comic, real funny dude. We were going to talk to him. He's fresh out the joint doing this comedy show. And he was like,
joint is jail.
Oh.
He's okay. Like, fresh out of joints, just drink them.
Really, you're doing impersonations now?
Before he hits the snooze button for a third time.
In my car. Go on!
So we're in Kingston. He goes, no, you got to talk to my buddies. Kingston, Ontario is maybe the toughest city in all of Canada.
Really?
They've got a huge jail there, penitentiary, and once they get released from jail, they just jump down the street, jump on welfare, and stay forever. A couple biker clubs, semi-pro hockey team, military base, the one in Canada, and corrections police, and then a couple of colleges where they got kids to just tune up. Like, all these guys could just sort of warm up and hit the meat, right? So we talked to a couple of the toughest guys in Kingston. The first guy's a fucking beauty. He is a comedy magician.
Nate Bargatze's father.
A comedy magician and a heavyweight kickboxing champion.
Every time those he punches you in the face, he yells, ta-da. Is that correct?
Voila! Yeah. Here's the mind eraser.
So that's great. So, but it debuts, it premieres today.
Today, yeah.
So how many do you have in the can? Let it go, hon. How many do you have? Not talking about that college football. How many episodes are in the can already then?
Ten. We've got 10 in the can.
That's fucking amazing.
Yeah, and we've got some great ones, and we've got some great ones lined up. So
now where do we access?
Gino, ask people where they can see it or listen to it.
I was saying, where can we access?
Where can we axe? Where can we axe?
Are you done? Hey, quick.
Gino been hanging with.
Hey, quick question. Thanks for getting
good
that. Means
back,
a lot.
Gino.
Thank you. Hey, where can we? I was going to say access it, and then you interrupted me.
I believe it'll be up on iTunes probably.
Shut up.
Yes, it will be by the end of the week. We fucked up.
Oh, really?
Hey, I used to fight. I'm not a tech guy.
I still don't.
You can also check it out at SoundCloud.
Yeah, it's on SoundCloud right now.
And also, John Moses once fucked an old lady to get a $100,000 deal for Aaron Berg.
Yeah, and that's on page, 69 of your book?
I believe so. It's a very good book.
Yeah.
You forget this podcast.
That was a fight I lost.
You forget this podcast started out just because I wanted to read a chapter.
Beep, 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 breaking news. Beep, 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 breaking news.
Hey!
This just in, Gino. A statue in Georgia has been defaced by what people thought was Negroz, but turns out it may have been people from our staff.
Now, before
check
you show
out the story.
Before you show the picture, let me say this. I'm going to tell you what happened. And when you see the picture, you're going to lose your mind anyway, okay? Now, I'm going to say this again.
All right, go ahead. Tell us what happened, and then we'll lose our minds.
Thanks, legit news guy.
Donnie, get this down. Gino has figured out how to do
you think
a
I'm getting
physical
ready for this?
Joke.
Police seek... You always take his side. Police seeking person who put googly eyes on... There you go. Okay? You didn't even let me do it. They put googly eyes on a statue.
Well, we couldn't wait. Our thing was funnier than whatever you were going to do.
Police in Savannah, Georgia are looking for answers after a statue of a Revolutionary War general was defaced with quote-unquote googly eyes. I could read this story 30 fucking times. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution reported Friday that the Atlanta Falcons don't give a fuck about money. They didn't cover. That local police were investigating after a question from city officials about the vandalism of Savannah's Nathaniel Green Monument. It went viral. Who did this? Why you do this? Said Will Sylvinson.
Yeah. Was that in the report? Why?
Will Sylvinson. Why you do these? Someone placed googly eyes on a historic Nathaniel Green statue in Johnson Square, the official city of Savannah government account wrote on its Facebook page in a post Thursday. This is what they wrote. It's like when your friggin' high school, eighth grade principal would yell at you.
Huh. We have the statue.
Well, we won't need this. Let's see the eyes. You don't have to do a thing. Skyping in. There you go. Oh, the eyes are perfect. Hey, Nathaniel Green statue, you're in hot water with Gina.
I have a dream.
No, that's
the lips really match up.
I am a statue, and I am important to American history, and somebody has defaced me.
Defaced.
Yes.
I think the googly eyes really work for you, Nathan.
I am not sure. At first, I saw people gathered around, and I was like, oh, no, Lordy, they're going to tear me down because they are doing that. And then they crawled up on my face, and I was worried what they would do to my face. And then they stuck these things on my eyeballs, and now I can't see.
You could see before?
I managed to snap a photo of the two people that I believe did it.
Okay, let's see. Obviously, you have the photo. And he's wearing a Jets jersey just to make me angrier than. Yeah. It's hard to believe they're wearing that today. It's like they took that 5 minutes ago for the bit, Sean. It's unbelievable.
Well, maybe they just got a closet full of the same clothes.
Bill, come get your fucking whiskey. All right, look.
I like how I look like Gino's conscience in this,
these
fucking
people
clip.
Said
like, Gino, stop drinking.
It
it's not even
you.
Shut the fuck up. I don't fucking need this for you.
One person that's ever cared about it. Gino, you're drinking too much. Please.
You like that? Ooh,
you don't want to end up like me. I'm like Gino's Ghost of Christmas Future.
You fucking drink this.
Excuse me.
Oh, sorry, Nathaniel.
I have a dream that one day I will be respected like the other five men on the four faces of the mountain.
No. Mount Rushmore.
It has turned out that these two people that did this to me have done it to other people, and apparently they do it quite often. Example one.
He's not a tuba.
This is absolutely
I'm Arnold the Giant. I'm a wrestler. I wrestle against Hulk Hogan. I'm 7'9".
All right, we're back to the other guy.
Now you better fucking watch out before I murder you. Nice name, Brad.
That one's unsettling. I like the first. You got
That's
another one?
That's a goddamn tasty burger, my brother.
Check out the big brain
Oogly,
on Brad.
Woogly, poogly, Uma Thurman.
If you look at the lips, it's absolutely hypnotic. Is that the only two? We don't have another one?
Here's Johnny. Here's Johnny.
Do it again.
Here's Johnny.
So basically,
here's Johnny.
Okay, we get it. We get it. We get it.
Ra ra la la la. Ra 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 ra. Gaga la la la. Googly eye gaga.
Hey, by the way, Nathaniel Green statue. Have you seen A Star Is Born yet? Absolutely fantastic.
Of course I did.
Did you
it
see
it? It's a wonderful film. No, it makes Moonlight look like Tyler Perry.
He loves it.
Losing his mind over the film. Have you seen it, Goulden Family? Crystal? No. Now you got to dance on Friday nights, but it's really worth seeing. Worth seeing, I'm told.
They don't have time for cinema. They're here, man.
Yeah.
So they're burning up their free time.
Oh, I love these people. So Nathaniel Johnson, before we let you go,
used to fuck Zach.
Okay.
I used to fuck Zach.
See, sometimes it makes.
And Mr. Belding.
Yeah, I used to fuck Zach.
You said that. Sometimes it makes them look charming and harmless, doesn't it?
Huh.
So Nathaniel Green, where'd you go, sir?
Yes.
All right, I'm alone.
I am an important part of American history.
You
made Nathaniel's hot dogs famous on Coney Island.
That's wrong.
And you, I made greenhouse emissions possible. I am Nathaniel
incorrect.
Green.
Now, you fought in which war? Sometimes I forget.
The War of 1812.
No. Which war?
The first one.
No.
World War II.
No. Which
the
war?
Civil War.
What's that?
Civil War.
Now you're going to revolutionize the show with this answer.
What?
Just say you fought.
It's hard for me to remember stuff when I can't see clearly.
Did you fight in the Revolutionary War?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, here's another one that they got. Lue, 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 lue. Lue, 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 lue. I'm a fight Sam Morrell.
Gue, gue, gue.
Did Sam Morrell, like, throw? Is that a true thing?
We don't have the full story yet, so we can't release it yet. But
surely Nathaniel Green, who is just a statue and has no.
Yeah, has nothing to lose.
Nothing to lose.
Never handed anything. You want to weigh in on it, Nathaniel Green? That's a good point, Mr.
I was just standing here being a statue, and then people came around and they did not like me and they put googly eyes on
me.
Now,
here's a fun thing. Now, you fought in the. What was it again?
The Revolutionary War.
Very good. You fought in the Revolutionary War. You've been in some battles. You should probably see if I can land you on John Moses's new podcast, Fight Stories.
That'd be great.
That'd be great. You come on.
I'm pretty the fool that don't respect the goddamn statues.
I get it.
Look at my forehead looking like a pug. All scrunched together from me yelling and saying serious stuff. Now my house key on my chest because sometimes I forget where I live.
Right. Where do you live, Mr. T?
In a house.
Okay, there you go. You would need the address, though. There's a lot of houses.
Right. What I do is I unravel my chain, and as long as that is, it leads me back to my house.
Okay. Can we go back?
I hope there's not a serial killer behind you there, Mr. T.
Nathaniel,
I have a dream that one day the Revolutionary War will come to an end.
It ended about, what was it, about fucking 70?
I have a dream that one day these turtlenecks will come back in style.
That's not a turtleneck. That's more of a dickie. Now, Mr. Green, quick question. I'm trying to get you on my friend John Moses' podcast. Why don't you tell us about a cute little humorous
fight? All right, I will tell you of a reminiscent fight story. I was coming up through the South Carolinas on horseback.
There's only one South Carolina. It's not plural. You were coming up through the Carolinas, and you were in the southern
one. Give me one second. Oh, booty, 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 ha! Booty, 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 ha!
I feel like
booty, 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 ha!
Story.
Booty, 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 ha!
How far did you fly?
I was on horseback going through the South Carolina.
2,000 miles to watch that. Yeah, I'm sorry. I apologize. I stepped on what you were saying there.
Yes, was approached by several slaves, sure. Many of the Negroid fashion.
There were. What other kind are there? Hey, Bill, come in here so I
Irish
can punch
ones,
you in the cunt.
Irish people suffered too.
Yes. Where's fucking Bill and your fucking faggot bears who can't finish a fucking game against Brock Osweiler? All right, go on.
Yes, the Negroid slaves approached me and said, that's a pretty fancy horse you have.
How dare you wear that?
Stupid charger shirt.
I got off of my horse, took my whip.
Four and two.
My whip.
Whip.
Yes. And I began to go
to
town
on the
Negroids.
Somebody were just going to fucking put, like, what goes on?
One by one, I took many of them with my
Are you listening? He's going to tell this story on the show.
Used as evidence.
Hey, we're sorry,
I had a whip and a musket. And there was a horse.
Go in that order?
These three things were all present.
Okay.
A whip, a horse.
They're looking for a horse sound. Give him a second. There you go. And that was just Garrett. That was just Garrett making a horse sound because he gave up.
Desperate. Oh, there's my horse, and we're walking, and here come the Negroids. Oh, hello, sir. Hi, Lord.
That just sounds like you're talking.
You Negroids, get away from my horse. I have a whip. Now get away from my horse. I have a whip.
We really don't have to do anything.
There you are. Now, oh, Lordy, trying to steal my horse now. Oh, Lordy, it ain't gonna work. I have a musket, which is a gun that shoots one bullet at a time. Now, y'all better back up, because here it comes.
There you go.
One down.
There you go.
Reloading.
Hold on, this is gonna be great. Hold on.
How long is this gonna take? We got. Okay. Hold on.
Okay. Reloading.
Don't you put that to my mouth.
Just put your mouth up.
Stay there, slaves.
Trigger. Hold on. Trigger. Other way.
Slaves, stay there. I don't want to shoot all of you.
Are you still doing this bit?
It takes a while to reload the guns.
Still reloading.
That's right, the musket. Last I saw, fucking Mercurio was trying to pass it off as a new joke in his one-man show.
Mercurio, that's who Gino hates.
I know, I actually love Mercurio.
Oh, you just hate his jokes?
No,
we just found another victim that the two assailants, Blairett and Don, had attacked.
Blairett's a fucking guy in Alaska last I checked. Okay.
Why'd they do this? I'm a French bulldog.
All right, this bit's just about done. Let's see what else we got. We done with this?
This is like the last 20 minutes of a Judd Apatow film.
Funny People. How good was Funny People? And then you're like, hey, let's add another hour of shit.
I know.
I have a dream that one day somebody will remove these things off my eyes.
We got you, googly eye. Done. Should we, we're in the seventh minute of stoppage time. Should we just show that?
That is because you were late, because de Blasio don't give a shit about your MetroCard.
I was here
on time. De Blasio is scum of the earth.
I fucking ran from
I would rather have small sodas than goddamn pay attention to that little kid. Bow Wow, his son.
I ran from the football jog briskly. From 49th Street to here.
This is a nightmare.
All right, look.
An abomination of justice. And if I could see you, I would verify your claims.
You're wearing googly eyes. You can see all of us.
I can see nothing.
through the future.
They've been stuck on over my real fake rock eyes.
Nathaniel, play them off with music. We got one more story to get to, and it's perfect for the Fight Club theme.
What is it?
A brutal attack in middle of Brooklyn. The video.
I'm not gonna appreciate this. It's very sad to see what happened to the Israeli man.
Okay, you know we joke around about stuff like on this show we tend to make.
There's a new segment called Muzzies versus Jews.
Oh, okay, this is good.
Who's better? Who's better? Is it Muzzies? Is it Jews? It's probably Jews, but Muzzies are sad and they get sympathy. Muzzies versus Jews. Muzzies versus Jews.
There's no music.
Here is the clip.
Hold on. Do we have the horse sound effect one more time? Thank you. Look, let me explain.
Whoa. Is that the Iron Sheik?
A livery driver hopped out of his car and beat a what's that? And beat a pedestrian in the middle of Brooklyn early Sunday in an apparent incident of road rage. A surveillance camera captured it. Absol for whatever. 37. Was driving on 46th and 13th in Borough Park around 7:30 when he slammed on the brakes, jumped out of his vehicle, and started pummeling Lipa Schwartz, 62.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Now, do you understand? On this show, we joke around about stuff because it's fun to make fun. But every time we make a joke about, he said kike or color, whatever, we're making fun of people like this that actually do hate other fucking races.
You were right, though. This is a perfect segue to my fight. My Fight Stories podcast, because I actually did
punch
a cab driver out in the middle of the streets.
You did not.
I did, after I hurled racial slurs at him.
Now, how long? This was before fucking Uber and fucking video phones?
Yeah, yeah. This is why I don't drink in the morning, Gino.
That's why I do!
I know. Yeah.
Did you ever hear about the fight I got into? You ever?
I don't know. What was her name?
I didn't. So, that's why I'm so good at drinking.
No, I'm strangling Alex and while signing a...
I'm going to bang her again. You know that, right? I'm
going while to signing a CD for her father.
Tell me... Why I go, hey, kiddo.
Yeah.
Tell me not to bang her again.
Don't bang her again.
I'm going to.
Yeah, well, you're both filled with
John, self-hate. We have the Jewish man, Mr. Lipschwitz, calling in.
All right, let's get him. Comedian JohnMoses.com. JohnMoses.com was taken?
Yeah. The guy wanted $1,800 for it.
Suck a dick.
Fucking right.
By the way, I'm on the NFL top 10 show all month, like every episode.
Oh, awesome. Now, awesome.
It's not worth watching. Like, first of all, I thought it because they have my thing wrong. I'm on for like a split second every episode. Like, it's a fun little credit, but it's like, I'm not even wasting time telling people to watch it.
Why would you debase it, though?
What's that?
It's just something to put on the resume, bro.
That's exactly all it is. I'm telling you because, you know, I tried to watch the first one, and I'm like, what am I doing? Yeah. You know? All right, let's get the, I thought we had the fucking fight guy on. I was Skyping. I hope we don't get the horse by accident. They might just throw shit out there and they run with it. It's fucking great.
Good Shabbos to you.
Ah, now.
And a good Yontif.
Now, what is your name, sir? He has no idea.
Lipschwitz.
Lipa Schwartz, close enough. And you're how old?
65.
62. You look like you're 107. Can I start by that?
It's a very exhausting religion.
Yeah, okay.
So much complaining, so little soup.
He's really good at what he does. All right, would you like to recount to us what happened on this?
I was walking across the street, kind of slow, because I'm a Jewish and I feel I'm better than everybody, so what I got to rush for?
Slowly, though, if you're better. Yeah.
You and then this, what's the name? The Brown Schwartz.
Avzal Farouk.
I'm not going to even try and say the name, but
it sounds like
you know what I'm talking about. The guy that smells horrible from 20 feet away.
He smells horrible.
One
got
of
it.
The guys that couldn't get his flight license on September 11th. You know what I'm saying. I don't want to seem hateful, but one of the guys that probably blew up the World Trade Center.
Yes. Yeah.
So he's driving. He honks at me. I hit his car with my fist because I'm angered.
Sure.
And I don't like him as a person just because the color of his skin.
Right.
And then he gets out of the car and gives me a good schmeckling. It came at me.
Pretty,
he had some good, those Al-Qaeda trained fighters are pretty quick. I haven't done Krav Maga in years.
Mr. Lipschwitz, can I ask you a question respectfully?
Certainly.
John Moses, first time, long time.
Why didn't you just control the weather and hit him with a bolt of lightning while this was happening?
This was my thought, I was overwhelmed by the stench of buttered chicken and bad drumsticks. And I go, come on, rain! Rain! And the rain wouldn't come because
he rained down
late.
On you with fucking blows to the head, it seems like.
I also, my horns were covered by my hat, so I wasn't able to scare him off.
You
with
weren't
my
getting the signal,
impression.
Right? Gotcha.
And my bag of gold was left in my yard, so I didn't have anything to hit him with.
Now, according to the story, you were walking to where at the time?
Synagogue.
Nailed it.
Sort of got nailed it.
Not even stereotype.
Where else would I be going? The is dollar store.
Mr. Lipschitz. Was the bag of gold gold teeth from your dead relatives?
There was a mix of aluminum and gold in there together. What right. we do is try and stew it together and sell it in the diamond district.
Now, a story also says, Mr. Schwartz.
It's a good fight story. Here's what happened if I would tell the story.
I would love to have you on.
This sand nigger came at me and I dummied him.
That's not the truth, is it?
No, well, there's video evidence, but my lawyers are fighting to get that taken down. They represent myself and Kate Willett.
And Kate Willett. Show that fucking screenshot. Show that screenshot. Let's piss people. Kate Willett lost her mind. She was on this show.
Anyways,
I had a couple in me.
You're asking for trouble, Gina.
And then in the green room, she had a couple in her.
No. Oh, is that as big as you can make it? Aren't you a fucking professional? So apparently,
yeah. But if you want a googly eyes on this bitch, it would be perfect.
Look at this. I'm being ongoingly harassed by a New York cop. I don't even know her. I don't know her Twitter. And this is on a fucking. I went on a radio show. He was on because he was drunk at 10:30 a.m. No, I was on because I had nothing better to do. Saying the word faggot and a bunch of other racist shit. Well, here's what I said. Because she was talking about her 15-minute Netflix special. Oh, so nice. She's sitting there and I'm right next to her.
I love this.
And you know what I do? You know what my mother used to say to me? It's our secret. But you know what else? She used to say, she's like, I'll give you something to cry about. And I, to this day, it's like, why are you pissing me off? Because you let me. So she's sitting there and I'm right where your coffee is and probably about that tall. And she's like trying to get all uptight about stuff. And every time, like, you were the one off stage saying you hated all the kikes at Netflix. I didn't say that. And I'm like, oh, I'm just saying. And she's like, I'm like, you're the one that said all the. And meanwhile, what drives me nuts is sitting right here and here are these horrible, hateful people, right. Joanne Nosachinsky and Karen Margolis. The two sweetest, whitest chicks in the fucking world. And they're laughing because they know it's a joke.
Right.
And Karen's like, oh. And when she got up, I lost my shit. But you saw what she, like, I'm just, and I haven't said a
thing. First of all, 10:30, it was fucking 9:30.
No, it wasn't our show, it was their show. It was 10:30.
Oh, you were filling in.
Saying, I didn't know this was Kumi's network, blah, blah, blah. But this is where, and again, this goals me, not about me, because right. I like my future. I'll do whatever
I
want.
I didn't know this was Kumi's network when I opened the door with the name on the fucking door.
Let me tell you something. I have a 16-year-old niece, a 14-year-old nephew, and a 5-week-old kitten.
All gay.
Right. And the lesbian in my niece. All think I'm great. Blah, blah, blah. Made a fake account. And then they go after, and this is what they do. They go after fucking, what's her name? Chrissy Mayer came on as her just to fucking and the picture is great. Just to sit there and act like she's offended by everything I'm saying and slink off screen. And she's like, and then another female comic who I will not name has promised us up, but why she went on and made fun of her. Why would you fucking do this to another woman? Like she's some kind of fucking martyred victim. She went on the radio show impersonating me, which resulted in another wave of harassment. And this is the best part. All someone tweeted was like, she should get a railroad keister pounded up her ass. And she's like, they threatened a railroad spike pounded up her keister. Excuse me.
Railroad keister.
Yeah, I know. I know. And this is what she goes. And this is how ridiculous she is. She screams at Chrissy, someone threatened to pound a railroad spike up my keister. And all Chrissy American says is like, where would they get a railroad spike? All right, it's 10:17. Give me some plugs. Let me get out of here. Watch this thing fight.
Hey, Gino, we just got a delivery from UPS, and it is a railroad spike.
Not now. We ended.
You guys have the best fans.
Watch John Moses fucking watch his new fucking fight stories podcast.
Yeah. Go to it right now.
Check it out. Him and Tyler Morrison, very funny guys. Check out their podcast. Let us know what you think about it. Gino Visconti will probably be...
What's that? I'm at New York Comedy Club. I'm at Stand Up New York on fucking Thursday. Fucking want to thank the Goldens for coming out. They're going to hang out. Morton is next. Aaron Berg, anything?
I'll be around the city all week and in therapy Tuesday and Wednesday.